It's time now for Sunday morning prayer time with Reverend Ed Lankford. Address correspondence to P.O. Box 991, Wilkesboro, North Carolina, 28697.
Good morning, friends, and thank you for joining me today for Sunday morning prayer time. I've been thinking a lot lately about a wonderful story that's found in the Old Testament in 1 Samuel 17. It's a classic story about facing the giants, which is the title of my message today. It's a story about little David and huge Goliath. It's a story about the Philistines and the Israelites. It's a story about a giant who actually defied God and disdained the children of Israel. It's about how little David picked up five rocks and threw one, and how a giant, a champion of the Philistines, fell that day. It's a wonderful story. 1 Samuel 17, verses 3 and 4 says, "And the Philistines stood on a mountain on the one side, and Israel stood on a mountain on the other side, and there was a valley between them. And there went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistines, named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span." I thought I would come down today and in the name of Jesus tell you some things about giants. First of all, this giant, Goliath, was 6 cubits and a span. First of all, giants always seem larger than life. They appear before us as so big they cannot be conquered. Let me also say that every one of us faces giants from time to time in our lives. Every one of us comes to situations or problems or sicknesses that loom larger than life, and we face a giant. The giant may be cancer. It might be discouragement. It might be a job loss. It might be a death in the family. But there are always giants that we're going to face. Jesus said there's going to be mountains that are always in front of us. But he said if you have the faith as a grain of a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, in the name of Jesus, be thou removed, and it will have to go. Goliath was almost 10 foot tall. The records say that he was 9 foot 6 to 9 foot 9. That's tall. I've never seen anyone quite that tall. And on that day that they had the battle between little David and the giant Goliath, there are some facts that are true. Goliath was taller than David. Goliath was taller than any of the men or women of the children of Israel. And he was a giant. And when he looked up at this 10-foot monster, he was big. He was bigger than you, bigger than I. He may have been big, all right, but he was not bigger than God. He was bigger than David, bigger than Israel, but he was not bigger than God. The giants that come in our lives that loom large, they want us to be overwhelmed by their bigness and how they loom bigger than life. But there's no problem that you have that's bigger than God. You may say, preacher, it's cancer. But cancer is not bigger than God. You may say, preacher, it's discouragement. It's failure. It's problems I don't know how to fix. But let me tell you something. Although they may seem bigger than life, and although they may be bigger than you, God just told me to tell you, there's no problem, there's no giant that's bigger than God. God is bigger than any of your problems, friend. God is bigger than any of your needs, friend. God is bigger than any giant that comes along this way to hurt you. Secondly, giants always come well insulated, well clothed. It said about this giant Goliath that he had a helmet of brass upon his head. He was armed with a coat of mail. There were greaves of brass upon his legs and a target of brass between his shoulders. And the staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam spear. Head weighed 600 shekels of iron. And even with all of that protection, there was one that stood in front of him bearing a shield. That giant came prepared. That giant had on armor everywhere. And when you look at this giant, there's nowhere to get in a shot against it. He's prepared. When giants come, they usually come well clothed. They come for a fight. They come to set in, like we would say in olden days. This giant has set in. He's going to be there a while. He's come to stay. He's come to put a stronghold in your life and to get control of your life. But oh, friend, there is a God in heaven. And he told me to tell you, like it says in the New Testament, when you come against the giants that are well clothed and well insulated, that are set in for a fight, put you on the whole armor of God. You put your armor on and let it be the armor of God. There was no place that little David could have hit Goliath, was there? Well, he was well insulated, but there was one place that was exposed. And the one place that was exposed is the very place that God hit that giant and caused him to fall. You can see him now, can't you? You can see Goliath well insulated. And even a man standing in front of him, even if we had a chance to get to him. And our giants say to us, you can't touch me. You can't get to me. A friend, there's not ever been a giant yet, but what God can get to him. What you and God together can face. Always well decorated. Always clothed for the battle. Thirdly, giants always have big mouths. If it's cancer, it likes to tell you over and over, I'm cancer. Cancer kills. You can't beat cancer. If it's discouragement, it's always in your mind how discouraged you are. The devil likes to tell children of God, Christians, that they're not even saved. The devil likes to browbeat us, beat us, and beat us over our head like a bat, telling us all these things. Because giants always have big mouths. When this giant Goliath appeared and he came out against Israel, he laughed at him. He disdained little David. And when he saw little David standing there, which was about a teenager and a whole lot shorter than Goliath, he said, how foolish. David's nothing than just a little dog. And then he defied the whole armies of Israel. Before little David ever got there to that battle, he had been calling out every day for somebody to come and nobody would come. And he not only disdained David and Israel, but he also disdained the God of Israel. To Goliath, this giant of 10 feet, God was nothing. This God of Israel was no more than any other God of any other nation. And the Philistines had always come up winners and always defied the gods of the nations that had come against them. They always have big mouths. And you know what comes along with a big mouth? Trash talk. Those giants in our lives like to browbeat us and like to loom big in our lives and tell us that we're going to be defeated. Fourthly, the one thing about giants that are so big is they always make a big sound when they fall. I said the bigger they are, the harder they fall. When they go down, they make a big sound when they hit the ground. As I would have loved to have been there that day, you've got little David, oh so small. You've got the big giant Goliath, oh so tall. You've got odds that are well against David and against the children of Israel and against the God of the children of Israel. You've got a champion that's well clothed and well insulated and defiant and with a big mouth. And oh, the people that have big mouths, they like to run those big mouths. Giants like to come against you and tell you all the things they're going to do to you, how you're going to fall. And as usual that day, giant Goliath came out and hollered over to the children of Israel on the next mountain. If you have anybody to send out, send them. There'd always never been anybody that stood up to fight. But when little David got there, he was angered by the fact that the giant Goliath was defying Israel and the God of the children of Israel. His brothers said, "What are you doing here? Go home." Even the king, Saul, did not want to send David into battle. But when this giant came out one day and asked for somebody to fight, I can see little David. He walks out there, probably about 17 years old, a teenager, probably about 5'8" to 6'. Certainly a whole lot smaller than the 10-foot giant. He doesn't have any armor on. Saul tried to put armor on him, but it didn't fit right. So he took off all of his armor. And he went out there and stood facing the giants. The title of my message today is Facing the Giants. That's the one thing I want you to get, the bottom line. There are always going to be giants in our lives that are going to defy us and our God. There are always going to be giants that are well clothed and set in for a long battle. There's always going to be giants that loom bigger than life. And when it happens to us, we fall to pieces. Because cancer is bigger than me, but it's not bigger than God. Diabetes is bigger than me, but it's not bigger than God. Discouragement is bigger than me, but it's not bigger than God. The devil is probably even bigger than me, but he certainly is not anything at all to compare to how big and how tall and how great my wonderful God is. A little David came out there. Goliath laughed at him. Said, "You think I'm a fool when you send out this dog against me?" Now Goliath is on one side of a hill, and David's on another side of the hill. And Goliath, the only part of Goliath that was exposed was the temple of his forehead and his eyes. I wonder how Goliath felt when he saw little David pick up 5 rocks. I wonder how much he laughed and said, "You're going to throw a rock at me? You're not even going to hit me with this rock." And I'd love to have been there that day when David picked up those 5 little rocks. And oh, by the way, let me just throw it in for good measure. He only needed one of them. And he reared back with a rock in his hand. And he threw it. In the name of God. They were praying. And that rock hit the very spot that Goliath was not praying insulated in. For someone It only took one rock.
Not long ago.
The problem was that Goliath just saw David. I don't know if he even saw the rock coming. But Goliath failed to see the God behind the boy and the God behind the rock. In other words, giants always make a fatal mistake in thinking that they're not going to fall. Somebody fell that day, but it wasn't a little David. And when giant Goliath, 10 foot tall, fell, I'm sure he shook that mountain. Because all it took was one little boy with one rock standing up in the name of God and letting go and letting God be God and throwing that rock. He didn't see the God behind the boy. Now you may have giants in your lives right now, and they may be looming larger than life, and they may have set in for a long fight.
I was walking one night.
In fact, they may have left, but they've come
so
back
long.
And they may be running their big mouths
from the,
and they may be defying you and your God. But the last thing about giants is they always make a fatal mistake. They do not see God. They do not see God. Preacher, when you stand in the pulpit today, I hope the people in your congregation can see the God behind the preacher. Christian, when you go to the hospital to visit someone that has cancer or a sickness, I hope that you see the God behind the scene. I'm a firm believer in an unseen hand, the unseen hand of God. And Christian, no matter what your giant is, you stand tallest when you're on your knees. I can see right now cancer's tearing some of you up. But God told me to tell you, Christian, you go to God. You go to your knees. You're a Christian. I'm a diabetic. But that's not all that I am. That's just one of the things that I have. But first and foremost of all, I'm a child of God. And God just wanted me to tell you to let go and let God be God in your life. Go ahead, throw that rock in the name of Jesus. Go ahead, throw that rock. Get on your knees and fight the giant, because they're going to be defeated, and you are going to win in Jesus' name. When Goliath failed, didn't even see it coming, David ran and cut his head off and stood on the body of Goliath and said, in the name of God, we win. We're always going to have to face the giants.
Just as
you can't run and hide. So the best thing to do is just go up there in the name of God and throw that rock. Let go and let God be God in your life. When David threw that rock, there was a mighty God behind it. And the bigger they are, the harder they fall. So right now, in the name of Jesus, you face your giant. Throw that rock. God's bigger than the giant in your life. Join me next Sunday for prayer time.
You've been listening to Sunday Morning Prayer Time with the Reverend Ed Lankford. Address correspondence to Reverend Ed Lankford, P.O. Box 991, Wilkesboro, North Carolina, 28697. Be sure and join us next Sunday morning at 10 a.m. for Sunday Morning Prayer Time.